Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's April 22nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 22nd, 2002.
We're back. Nazarene, here's another question pertaining to hell. It concerns our dear Tim, and I hope your answer is a good one in both ways.
Mark 103.
Yeah, just exactly. When are y'all going to hell?
Hey, really, who's going to survive a handbasket?
Really?
Well, Alora, I do not normally do these things until the proper time, but I could not help going to the Book of Life and looking into it and reading passages on this individual. And I found nothing within the Book of Life that would send this individual to hell, that would threaten him with the second death whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I found something joyous in the Book of Life. Many passages had been crossed out and under them written the words, removed at the behest of the recorder. Whenever I see this, Alora, it is the greatest joy to my soul. This individual helped save the kingdom of God. This individual helped bring me back to earth. He is becoming beloved in the kingdom of God. Many that had grievances against him are going to the Book of Life and removing them. This is the most wonderful thing in the world for me to see this. When people forgive the minor grievances that have been done against them because a person is doing so much good for the kingdom of God. This is my heart, Alora. This is my soul. This is my absolute joy. Nothing gives me more pleasure than looking in the Book of Life and seeing that someone has forgiven someone for grievances done against them. No, Alora. There is no chance of this one going to hell. There is no chance of it at all.
Wonderful, Nazarene. Wonderful. If only we could reach many, many more and have many more of those notations crossed out. Thank you, Nazarene. Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Polly. You can check it out online at voicesforspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free.
We're back. Nazarene, even though we haven't heard from our friends at WEGR since last year, I hope your answer to the last question is still the case, that our friend Tim isn't going to hell.
Alora, a special place in heaven has been prepared for those who came to us when we needed them the most, to those that put you on the radio, let you tell people what was going on and sing your songs, make the people aware of our websites and brought people to the websites when we needed them the most. There is a special place for them. There is a special place for all of them, especially the greatest one that brought us the greatest amount of power. They will go places, Alora. They will go to the stars. I am sure of that. Somehow, some way, we are going to succeed. And all those that helped us when we needed it the most will be greatly rewarded. Who knows? In a few years, the soul of this individual may be doing a radio show on a far and distant world, in a far colony of the human race, thinking back and thinking, hey, I may have done this before. I wonder if I was a talk show host in another lifetime and did this back on old Earth. And they will wonder greatly, Alora, and they will be great leaders in that world. I am almost sure of it, Alora. I am almost positive of it. I can almost see them on that distant world, sitting at a desk with very advanced equipment and talking to the whole world.
Knowing them, Nazarene, probably talking to the whole universe. And thanks, that's wonderful news.
Well, really, Alora, I don't think they'll become God, just his servants. I don't think they'll really become God.
We'll be back again.